I'd like to explore this idea just a little bit. If in fact the field that permeates all of creation and links the events of our lives and our world together exists the way that we believe it exists now, then what we can say with a very high degree of certainty is that there is no them and there is no us in the world. I remember I was in Australia, as I mentioned earlier, over 9/11, over the events of September 11th, 2001, and I witnessed the entire scenario unfolding through the eyes of media that we were able to pick up in Australia from all over the world. I was looking at Asian television. I was looking at Middle Eastern television. I was watching CNN and Fox from the States, and I was watching British and European and Australian television. They were all showing the same images. They had very, very different commentary that was going along, very, very different ways of interpreting what it was that had happened. And then I remember as soon as I came back into the States, within just a day or two, I was immersed in conferences on the West Coast. And one of the questions that kept coming up again and again and again is, why did they do this to us? Why did they attack us? And it was an us in them scenario. And I understand where that comes from. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong or good or bad. However, I'm suggesting that if we view the world in terms of them and us, we will always have the differences that perhaps lead to the kinds of conflict that we're experiencing right now. If this field exists the way we believe it exists, there can be no them or no us. There may be 6 billion people, 12 major religions, and many different ways of looking at our world. There is a we. We are here together. We share this field of consciousness. We share the field of energy. We share this single planet. And together, I believe that we are working to find a way to transcend the great challenges of our time. I believe that we're all contributing together in ways, perhaps, that are so grand we've never been able to see these ways of viewing the events of our lives before. From the perspective of this unified field of energy, there is no them and us. There's only one of us here. We're holographic. We're holographic. It means the choices that we make in each moment of our lives to some degree are mirrored back to us in the world around us. And together, in our collective wisdom, we're working toward change. Here's the way I believe it's working. In the field that is the one of us that is here, part of us are addressing our differences in the only way that we know, the way that we've learned over the last 300 or 400 years, the way that made the last 100 years of life on Earth the single bloodiest 100 years in recorded human history. There's a part of us that has learned to address our problems in that way. And again, I'm not saying this is right or wrong or good or bad. I'm saying it's a path. And the consequence of that path is that we are using precisely the same kinds of thinking that led to the conditions that we'd like to change to fix the conditions that we see in place now. We are attempting to address the problems with precisely the same tools that created the problems in the first place. I think part of us are working to solve our problems in that way.